views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone. Namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. EST, and 7 p.m. GMT. On the Awakening Talk Show, we will have some very interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches and speakers, sound masters and authors, helping you to find the profound power of your primordial essence through sound. And so the question is, as always, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Well, today I'm so excited to say that we are joined by a wonderful voice and vibration healer, namely Joanne Bracken. And she's going to help explore this divine feminine energy and how she expresses it through the voice. Today, Joanne is going to share her bit of her story and also how she came to healing through the voice. So welcome, Joanne. I hope you're there.
I am here, Patricia. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, I'm delighted to hear you. We've had one or two wee gremlins going on. So.
I know. I noticed. I lost you for a couple of seconds there.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We're here together, and it's just lovely to hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, likewise.
So, Joanne, over to you right away, really, because I know you have quite a story to tell. So can you just fill us in on how you came to using voice healing in your life? How did you connect with it? How did you connect with your divine feminine through the power of your own voice?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think we have enough time. But I'm going to try to give you my Reader's Digest version.
Oh, well, that sounds fab.
Yes. Well, what I wanted to say, first of all, was that when you asked the question, how long have I been aware of my divine feminine energy, I was thinking about that yesterday, and I think it's always been there. I have always felt a connection with who I identify as the Divine Mother Mary. That's always been there for me since I was a little girl, and I've had many dreams about her, and went to schools with her name, like Mary Vale, and things like that. And so the Divine Feminine has always been in my life in some way. And I was raised Catholic, so that is my background of accepting the presence of the Divine Mother quite as much as Jesus, really.
Yeah.
So I started singing when I was very, very little and just loved to sing. And used to play a little banjo and get on the table, I'm told, and sing along. And then I started doing a lot of work with choruses, like in my high school and in the community. But what had happened kind of between the time I was singing with my toy banjo and getting into community singing work was my voice really shut down. And I think that was just a byproduct of living in kind of a dysfunctional home.
Okay. Did you find that you were put down, told to be quiet, or seen and not heard? Yes.
Yes, seen and not heard, exactly. And many times told to keep quiet, but then it would get confusing because I had a pretty voice when I was in kindergarten, and they'd want me to sing in concerts, and I couldn't do it. So I was really pulled in different directions.
Mm-hmm. But you survived. You must have had to really look at all the familial conditioning and the programming you've had. Presumably you've had to do quite a lot of work on yourself to shift some of that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So I spent pretty much the first half of my life getting in touch with my own voice through being in various groups and opening that channel for singing up. I took voice lessons and worked with all sorts of different people. And just loved it. That was my passion. But then when I got to my late 20s, I started getting passionate about energy healing.
Yes.
I had wanted to be a nurse when I was a little girl, and then I worked in a hospital, and it was just too messy.
Yeah, exactly. But you obviously had a great desire to help people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it took many, many classes in metaphysical study and learning how to heal with my hands, and I studied hypnotherapy and past life therapy and things like that.
Yes.
And then I got to a point where I thought, all right, what was all that singing about?
Yeah, and exactly.
How can I use that? There must be a way to combine my love of singing and using my voice and sounding, not even singing a song, but just sounding.
Yes.
And my love of healing using my hands and moving energy. And so as spirit works, I began to get introduced very gently and slowly to the whole field of healing with sound and using one's own voice as the major vehicle for that healing. And so I got very excited and started to get directed by my angels and my spiritual support team on how to create intention and add sound to that and begin to shift my frequency in a much bigger way.
That sounds fantastic. How did you use those new sacred healing sounds that were coming through? Presumably you were allowing yourself to be used as an instrument, to like a conduit to bring that through. So how did you begin to use that with clients?
I would, usually we would focus on whatever the issue was together, and I would ask what it was that they wanted to shift, what did they want to heal, what did they want to create, and then I would get myself into a sort of trancey space and allow spirit to come through in sounding whatever tones showed up. I never think about it when I'm in a session. I just let myself be the conduit, as you say.
Yes.
And so it might be an om, and it might be an ah, and it might be a lullaby.
Yeah, surely. And that's interesting, isn't it? Because the intention, the power of intention, has already been harnessed to do the healing. Yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a divine way of bringing forward healing, because the other thing is, in doing that, you are introducing your client to the power of their own voice. Do you get them to join in with you?
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they'll just sit and receive, but I do run sound healing circles for those people who want to really participate in their own healing in a bigger way. Using sound.
Yeah.
Those are very, very powerful groups.
Yes. And do you run those often, Joanne? Is that a regular thing?
I have been running these circles on and off, really, since the mid-1990s, I would say. As you know me and my life a little bit, and there have been some family issues to deal with for the past 5 years, so things kind of slowed down for me. But now I'm getting back full force. I did a circle yesterday. It was extremely powerful. and people want more of it. I think when you give them a taste of what it is to allow this power to come through on their own behalf and open their throats, they're just so happy.
Yeah, and it is wonderful to facilitate that for someone, to really help them find their voice and their unique way of being. But I'll tell you what, Joanne, right now we've got to go to our break. So you are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating subject with our wonderful guest, Joanne Bracken. So please stay tuned.
Nothing's wrong and nothing hurts, and then the sun destroys the skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream that won't come true is one day.
An inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
It's cold. Golden tears fall from the trees and memories.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And we are truly blessed because we have Joanne Bracken joining us today and sharing with us the way she uses her wonderful, beautiful voice and its integral, primordial healing ability. And before we just go back to Joanne, I'd just like to mention that we have two lots of giveaways actually today. The first being Joanne. She is offering 2 one-hour sessions, one-to-one with her. And all you need to do is phone into this station. I'll give you the number in a moment. And I am matching that. We're both doing the same thing. If you would like 1 hour's coaching with me, 2 sessions are available. And basically what we're looking at is to look at your life and whatever it is you're doing and coming up with facilitating the answers for your highest good and greatest joy. So do phone in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Welcome back, Joanne. You still there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Patricia.
That's super duper. Well, thank you so much for sharing all that info in the first segment, all about your sound work and the voice and toning. I was another part of what I think you hope to share with us tonight is how you actually connect with your angels and ascended masters through sound. Do you have a particular technique for doing that?
No, I just set my intention. I have been channeling in private sessions and for groups for about the last 25 years.
Yeah,
and I always set my intention before I start and do my prayer work, my invocation, and
yes.
So my way of doing it is really very simple and kind of quiet. So nothing
yes.
special.
Right.
I allow the sounds to come through if they're there and when they're there.
Yes, and I think that's very helpful for our listeners. Perhaps there will be some people out there who have not used their voice as a healing vehicle, as it were. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think you're just validating the point that there's no great mystery around it, that for me, healing spirituality is very simple.
And very it comes, simple.
Yeah, and it's coming from our wisdom. The wisdom
yes.
that is already there deep within us. Do you
yes.
feel that any of your angels or ascended masters are particularly tuned in to sound? Do you work with someone that you would say is really bringing that aspect forward?
That's a good question. I have a lot of beings on my team, but I do particularly call in Mother Mary Magdalene,
yes.
Yeshua or Jesus, Archangel Michael. Now, I have had some very direct training from Archangel Michael in
yes.
the past, and so I know he's very involved. Archangel Raphael is very mm. involved with me. So
yes.
I go for the big guns.
Absolutely. Why not? The highest
Why
of the
not?
High. But, you know, Archangel Michael is the archangel responsible for the throat chakra. I know that when I'm working with people, he will come in and spend a lot of time really clearing that center. Because if you have been oppressed or suppressed at any time during your life, then you're going to hold it in there and trail out sore throats and glandy stuff and, you know, nonstop. I know I used to do that. Did you?
Oh, absolutely. Before I started to really get into my own therapy to
yeah.
clear out my stuff, I regularly got sore throats.
Mm.
I've had my tonsils removed twice,
mm.
which I never knew was possible, but that was the level of stuff that I was holding in my throat where the tonsils actually grew back.
Wow.
And I've had a lot of issues in the past with bronchitis. Now I've been safe
yes.
this year. So I see, you know, all the good that has come from my therapies on myself and the sounding and raising my own vibration so that I'm not so attractive to those little buggers.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that you swearing? That's a swear word in the United Kingdom.
Oh, it is? I'm so sorry.
That will cause a few laughs, I can tell you.
But anyway, well, we like to laugh, don't we?
Oh, we do. We definitely do. But you know what? It sounds to me as if you've totally come out of the closet about channeling, and I love that.
Yes. I took a big risk, and I think what helps is that I'm not staring at an audience.
Yes.
I feel like I'm having a very private conversation with you, so I'm braver.
Well, that's true. And I know that you're still working in an inverted commas, as it were, a TikTok type work is
yes.
what I would call it. And so you're running your spiritual business, if you like, in tandem with that. But
absolutely.
It seems, yeah, and it sounds as if you've got a really good balance in that, Joanne. Do you feel that?
Absolutely, and I'm very, very blessed to work in a place, Towson University in Baltimore, uh-huh. where I have a lot of support at a personal level. People are just wonderful there, and I actually talk about sound healing. I was having a conversation with one of our computer engineers just on Friday about what I do. And I
yeah.
thought, isn't this interesting?
Yes.
And he knew nothing about it, but there is an opportunity to bring that conversation into a place where it may never come up otherwise.
Absolutely, and it is about sowing seeds and,
yes.
and opening hearts and minds really to alternative ways of being and doing.
Yes.
I have to say that would be quite challenging, though. A techie computer person would be quite left-brained, I would think.
Absolutely, but it was interesting watching his face as I talked about my healing and using sound. He just yeah. was looking up at the sky, like in wonder, and saying, "Oh, that's very interesting. Maybe you should sing at our next Christmas party." And I said, "Well, no, it's not really like that.
It's not really singing," says you. Oh, gosh. Well, it's lovely to hear that you're sharing that with people, you know, at the, shall we say, the front line. I
yes.
call these people front line and
absolutely.
Sowing the seeds of love and healing. Joanne,
mm-hmm.
We've just got a couple of minutes left in this segment. Anything else you want to tell us about any workshops you've got coming up in the days and weeks to come?
Well, I just did one yesterday, so I planted some seeds for some more workshops yesterday. What I'm hoping to do for this year, as my life is opening up more and more to make this possible, is to get people on board with having me come to their home within a good driving distance here so that I can
yes.
run these small, intimate circles.
Lovely.
The people that want to get together frequently know each other, and so there's a very safe, respectful energy that is set up for them.
Lovely.
To really allow all of this to come forward. So that is my plan, is simply to get more and more of that going and to increase my private sessions too.
Good. And what is your URL, your website? Could you just give us that, Joanne?
Yes, my website is www.joannebracken.com.
Okay, and the email address?
My email would be joanne@joannebracken.com.
That's joanne@joannebracken.com. Okay.
Correct.
Well, anyone interested in any of those little workshops or group gatherings in your area, that's where they can contact you. So what we're going to do is just take another little break. And I'm Patricia, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, we'll be tuning in together to the Divine Feminine Power within you. And Joanne and I will lead you in a toning session that's going to help you expand the Divine Feminine within you. So please stay tuned. We have lots of work to do.
Retails and spinning wheels, a princess in wrong and nothing hurt, and then the sun destroys the skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream that won't come true is one day I'll be back with you.
listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze, a picture.
Well, hi there. We're back in the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia and my beautiful guest today, Joanne Bracken. Now, we're going to start making noise, so if you need to go and shut the door or batten down the hatches, please do so, because we're just giving you a little bit of notice that we're going to be sounding. And I really do hope everybody listening out there, we've been sounding, the other week I was sounding with Peter Govan and then Jo Beth Young, and tonight we've got the wonderful voice of Joanne Bracken joining in. And of course, you'll remember that we always intentionalize our sounding. So this is about you, really. It's about you thinking, perhaps, what would I like to work on? Have I got an issue in my physical body? Have I got a wee niggly thing going on, or perhaps an even bigger thing going on? Or do I feel a bit emotional, or have I got some mental challenges or patterns, habits that are annoying me? Whatever it is for you, I want you just to take a few moments just to think on that and how we're going to work on it. Are you up for this, Joanne?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. I'm just crunching up a bit of paper. I do that as I go along here. We're on to the next page now. But what I was going to say to you is, would you like to lead this one, Joanne, just to take people down and into some nice breathing and setting their intention and then making a sound? And if I chip in, it will just be a kind of, it's the time to move on. Is that okay?
That would be great. Yes, I'd like your help in keeping me on time here.
Yes, absolutely. I will do that. Off you go.
All right. Well, if you, everyone listening, could sit very comfortably in your chair or lie on the bed, however you're seated. Please don't do this if you're driving. And start by closing your eyes and taking some very deep, relaxing breaths. Just allowing your body to relax and go deep inside. And as you do that, imagine that there is a beautiful golden light, a great ball of golden energy above the top of your head. And you're going to breathe that all the way down into your body, letting that gold light move into every cell, filling all the crevices, all the spaces within. And you might have designed for yourself an intention for creating more peace, perhaps, or for healing some issue. So hold that in your mind and just allow that to be there. And as you allow that, I'm going to start making some sound for you, and certainly you are welcome to join in with your own voice, focusing on your intention. And you can even add some color to it. Imagine what it might look like if your intention looked like something. So here we go. I'll take a deep breath, holding all of your intentions in my heart here.
Oh.
And Joanne, I think we just need to maybe just stop there and take a breath. Thank you so much for leading that. But just wanting to encourage our listeners now just to take stock, to notice how their vibration has shifted and whatever their intention was, has it been achieved? Have you become peaceful, become calm, happy, stress-free, pain-free, whatever it was for you? How was that for you, Joanne? Do you feel calmer now?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I could feel any more calm, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It was beautiful quite, how it shifted.
Yes, and it was quite cosmic. It became quite otherworldly at one point, I felt. And I loved the way you introduced the colour and seeing the colour of the sound, the colour of the issue even, and how the sound meeting the issue would break up the colour so that it shifts and changed. I thought that was beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you.
So, thank you so much for sharing that, Joanne. What would a tip be from you? We've just got a couple of minutes in this segment. So what would a little tip be with those just starting out, perhaps, with sounding and toning? What tip would you share?
One thing that I feel is very important, because it comes up in every circle, is not to be afraid or feel like you can't do it because you're not a singer. I find it's over and over again when people say, oh, I couldn't do that because I can't carry a tune in a bucket. But I'll say, no, you're missing the point. If you can talk or hum, you can make sound. That's what's important.
Yes.
And it's just not, let it flow.
That's right. And it's not about comparing yourself with anybody anyway, because we each have our unique voice print, our unique sound. And it's about really enjoying that and just allowing yourself to be who you are. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Just let it flow through and become the sound. Just merge with it. And it takes a little practice, and people have to get over some of their stuff about doing it. But once they get into it, it's a little addictive, I think.
I think it's very addictive, and I quite often do it outside. My dear husband Bill will tell you that, and therefore he can get quite embarrassed while I'm sitting on the shores of Loch Lomond making quite a sound. But I just merge with the loch and the trees and the rocks, and
beautiful.
It is so gorgeous, you know. But anyway, Joanne, thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, I really wish you good luck with all of these things that you're doing this year. And of course, we have our wonderful time together in March.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting. And I really feel that you and I are soul sisters.
I know that's true.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel really blessed to have met you. So looking forward to getting over to you in March and doing all these lovely workshops and meeting all your wonderful groups. They sound fantastic. They really do.
We have a good time planned for you, Patricia.
All righty. Well, I can't wait.
Yes. But
in this month, I'm going to have to go to the next break, Joanne.
Okay.
So this is Patricia, the Awakening Talk Radio Show, and we're going on a quick break. But when we return, I will be sharing with you more ways to expand and amplify the divine feminine in your life. So please stay tuned.
Loving how it feels, fairy tales and spinning wheels, a princess in a perfect world where nothing's wrong and nothing hurts. And then the sun destroys the skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream that won't come true is one day.
I wanna fly, although my wings are broken. I wanna feel, although my heart is
a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
What if being you created a change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
It's cold. Golden tears fall from the trees, and memories sigh on the breeze. A picture comfort for.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, we've had quite an evening tonight. You've been learning, you've been absorbing a lot about the divine feminine energy, and a lot about that beautiful, powerful, primordial sound that comes from that. And we've been doing that with Joanne Bracken and myself. And I would really like to offer my sincere thanks to Joanne for being with us today. So Joanne, at this point, we will be going on to other things, but I wonder if you'd be kind enough just to give us your URL one more time.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure. My website is www.joannebracken.com.
And you're based, Joanne, where?
I am actually living in Baltimore, in Maryland.
Lovely. Okay.
Yes.
Well, thanks ever so much once again. And it won't be long before we are together doing these wonderful workshops that you have
yes.
so kindly planned for me. So thank you so much
Very
for that.
Very excited about that, yes.
Yes. All right, Joanne. Well, we'll speak later, I'm sure. In the meantime, I'm just going to remind everybody about Joanne's giveaways tonight. 2 free 1-hour coaching sessions, and the same with me. So if you phone in the station, it's 1-800-930-2819. Or if you want to contact Joanne, she's given you all her details. Go straight ahead, go direct. And the same for me. Come on the website, www.patriciairiskerens.com. Well, you know, I go on a lot about love. I know I've told you all I've written my second book, and it is indeed called Simply Love, L-O-V-E. And it is about all the different aspects of love. It's about lifting your vibrations, stepping into the power of love, and really putting yourself first, which, of course, everybody takes a deep breath at that one. It's not what we've been taught. We've been taught to put everyone else first. But, you know, it's only when you step into truly unconditionally loving and accepting yourself that you can step into and own your power. And I've said it many times, but you know, you'll observe the air hostesses, they tell you if the oxygen mask comes down, take the oxygen on yourself first and then help others. And it is about learning to love yourself first. And once you've built up a real good bank of love, then you can offer it out and give it out. But you know, we need to learn to receive. I think, you know, we women were so, we could have higher degrees and PhDs in giving, and we're not so good on the receiving side. So let's practice that, because, you know, that is the divine feminine, comes into that beautiful flow of give and take, and it's just a divine balance. And that's what we're trying to achieve. And the more then you can go out and sow seeds. And, you know, we're at this tipping point time. I believe we've already tipped over. We're in the fifth dimension. We are about unconditional love. And there are millions of us in that place. But if you feel you might be the 100th monkey or the 100th human still to go overboard about love, then make sure that love is put back on the agenda, whether it's in your workplace, at home, within your relationships, career. Have it number one on your to-do list, reintroducing love in all its different aspects back into your life. Now, Joanne and I were telling you that we're working together. We're really very excited about this, truly blessed to be going, and I'll actually be living with her. And it is happening in Baltimore, and there are two or three different venues, different places that are actually running smaller groups, although we have one big one. But if you want to know more about that, in the first instance, please come on my website or email me at info@patriciairiskerens.com, and we can take it from there. And as from this coming Thursday, I'm getting on the ferry here down in the south of Scotland and going over to Ireland. And you know what, it is like going home for me, because my mother's family were all musicians and they all came from Ireland, from Wexford, many years ago. So I'll be going to Dublin, Galway and Cork, doing lots of little incidental workshops and talks, and lots of lovely work, one-to-ones as well. So again, you know where to come for all of that information. But you know, I'm doing coaching, I'm also doing mentoring, teaching people how to access the power of their voice, to really harness. And I guess when we're accessing and harnessing that, we are harnessing our inner power, because we are in command of our own lives. We are responsible for the co-creation of our lives. It's a short life. It will be over in the blink of an eye. So I can only urge you to get on and live it to the full. I feel that so many people, they fear this, they fear that, they're fearing death. You know what? Just love yourself through that, because the unfortunate thing is, if you get too caught up in fear, you forget to really live and really enjoy every moment, every day, and bring forward all that you are. So if you feel that you would like some coaching sessions, a bit like Joanne, I am a channel and I tune into your energy field, and we very much work in the other dimensions. I'm going back into ancestral stuff, you know, because a lot of us are still playing out the old patterns that disempower the divine feminine. And so we must surrender and let go of all of those if we are to regain our true power. So I call it VIP one-to-one coaching, and it's available globally. It doesn't matter where you are. I work with people in Africa, America, you name it, Dubai, the whole lot. Please just come on and we can work on Skype. So I'm coming now to my tip of the week, just very quickly. Is there something you need to forgive yourself for? There might be a few things. Make a list. Take time out to formally forgive yourself. Bring understanding to the situation. You know what? You did the best you could with the knowledge you had at the time. And maybe it could have been better, but hey, you did your best. So you know what? Let it go. Have a little burning ceremony and just burn the list and let it all go. Now then, I am here to serve you. This is my purpose. This is my passion. I absolutely love doing this. And I'm helping your higher self on your journey to show a little light on your path. So if you want to contact me, please email me. Let me know how it is for you and if I can offer you any assistance. You know, the music that we heard earlier on tonight is from a musical that I've written with a couple of friends, and everything I do is called The Awakening, so you won't be surprised it's called The Awakening. And wonderful music by John Sinclair and Ros Burnett, and I'm kind of the wordy person and story person, and that's what I do. So I hope you will be interested in that and go on The Awakening Talk radio show website to hear more about it. So keep creating a wonderful new you in 2013. Allow all your aspects to flow in harmony. Please join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. GMT. Next week on the Awakening Talk radio show, we will be taking further steps along your evolutionary journey. So have a great week. I'll see you back here next time. This is Patricia saying goodbye.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host. Incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.